Okay, first off, what the fuck? 30 episodes. 3-0. The big 3-0, you know? 30 fucking episodes. Yeah, that's just like a big what the fuck for me right now because I really don't know where the time has gone. I started this podcast in February of this year and I'm at 30 fucking episodes. So for that, I'm giving myself a pat on the back, okay? Because even though not every single episode I have been the most like proud of or happy with, I've been consistent and that's huge. Releasing an episode a fucking week for 30 weeks is pretty fucking impressive. So, you know what? Pat on my fucking back. Props to me. I'm proud of myself for that for sure. Also, what the fuck? It is August 26th. What the hell? Where has the summer gone? I feel like just yesterday I was like going on vacation to Palm Springs to see my friend Sammy and his beautiful now wife Kayla get married. That was the very beginning of May. And now it's August 26th. The summer is like essentially over. And yeah, I know we all hate to say it, but I mean, we gotta settle into reality here, folks. Winter's coming. Winter is coming. But you know what comes before winter? Fall. And I'm here for fall. Just got myself a new Sherpa today. Funniest thing, I was talking to my mom on the phone. I was like, I got this Sherpa today. I was like, do you know what a Sherpa is? And she's like, yeah. I was like, well, I got one today. And she's like, and I said, like, I got one. I found like a nice one for like $20. And she was like, what? And she was confused. And she says something like a Sherpa is supposed to be like some guide person. I don't know. I'm going to search this up right now. What is a Sherpa? I know I'm going to get a lot of, see, Sherpa, oh yeah. It says Sherpas are a, I can't pronounce this, Nepalese ethnic group numbering around 150,000 people. They are renowned for their climbing skills and super strength and endurance at high altitudes. Very cool. But no, I did not buy a Sherpa human for $20. That is called trafficking, human trafficking. And I did not do that. I bought a Sherpa that, you know what, got a nice deal. Went to Costco because I follow this account on Instagram called Canadian Costco Finds and they always post good things. And they posted this fucking Sherpa that was $30 and it literally looks just like and is just like the one you get at Aritzia, except it is not $100 and I got it for $20 because it was on sale. So rap. Let's fucking go. Good vibes all around. Got myself a nice Sherpa for the fall coming. So that is amazing. Okay. I'm going to start this with a little story time before I get into it. Okay. Last week episode, I was feeling like a bag of dicks. So I just like talked and it was the worst episode ever. I usually listen to my episodes after just trying to like, you know, just like get a feel for it and see like, you know, learn from it. I learned that like maybe sometimes it is better to not do episodes when I'm feeling that way. But at the same time, consistency is key, motherfuckers. We got to do shit even when we don't want to. That's how we see rewards, okay? You don't go to the gym every like once a fucking week and expect to get that like fabulous body you've always wanted. No, you become consistent and you go even when you don't want to. You never stop. You just keep fucking doing it, okay? So had to be consistent. But anyway, in that episode, I recorded it the night of the blue supermoon and I had talked about how I like went down to the waterfront, like on the boardwalk there by my house and looked at the moon for a bit. And I was like feeling like, you know, got a little bit spiritual, if you will. And I have this cross necklace that my mom gave me for Christmas last year that I love. And I was kind of like, you know, just looking at the moon and I was kind of like holding it. I wasn't like rubbing it, but like I was just like playing with it in my fingers and I was kind of like, you know, just feeling a little bit spiritual. I was like, you know, God, universe, like give me a sign, give me a path. Like what's my next step in life? Like I'm feeling a bit unsettled. Like just like give me a sign. You know what I mean? I come up back to the house, did my podcast episode. And when I was finished it, I was like going to change it to my bedclothes because I just had my like matching sweatsuit on and I went to go take off my hoodie and my hand went under my necklace and snapped it. I literally was asking God for a sign and for some like, you know, path and the like just some kind of anything to show me my next step, and my cross necklace breaks. So I don't know how to take that. So if anybody knows how I should take that, and no, if you're saying that God is like, fuck you, Aaron, I no longer want you, I'm not gonna listen to that shit because I know God loves me. I know the universe loves me, motherfucker. But regardless, it is a sign of some sort. So if you have any opinions, please let me know. Okay. Anyway, I hope everyone's doing good today. Happy Tuesday. Happy. Is it the last week, last Tuesday of the month? Is that? Is that? Oh my God. Just wait, getting my little cowl up. If this is, I don't know why it matters. But yes, okay, this is the last Tuesday of the month, so it does matter. The last Tuesday of August 2024. So I hope everyone's enjoying it, okay? And I hope everyone had a good weekend as per usual, had a great Monday, has a great week to come ahead, has a great weekend, has a great week, has a great month, has a great year, has a great motherfucking life, okay? This is Vibing with Murph. Welcome, a podcast about the craziness that is life, the challenges we face throughout, and becoming the best version of ourselves along the journey. I am Erin Murphy, aka Murph, your host, that bitch, that girl. I'm her. So, enchanté, motherfuckers. The vibes today are good. I had a little bit of a treat day today. I always talk about like treat yourself. Today I did. I treated myself to a nice bagel with cream cheese for my breakfast. And I know people are like, you treat yourself with a bagel, what the fuck? But yeah, bagels, in large consumptions aren't good for you. So yeah, I treat myself with a motherfucking bagel and a whack of cream cheese on it, motherfuckers. And then I also had my favorite burger spot, Harry's Charbroiled, which is literally my fucking fave. And has some ice cream after too. And might have some ice cream after I record this because it's that day, motherfuckers. It's treat yourself day. Treat yourself. So yeah, vibes are good today. I'm feeling pretty energized. I just got back from a nice walk with Mr. Bud. He is gassed, right, laying right next to me. So vibes are good on this Monday for me, Tuesday for you guys. But yeah, vibes are fucking good. Today, I have a topic in mind for you guys, okay? Believe it or not, I have a topic. Even though I usually have a topic, but I definitely do have episodes where I ramble. Anyway, today I want to talk about romanticizing, okay? Because romanticizing does nothing but get us in fucking trouble. Essentially, what it does is takes us out of reality to make us feel better about a certain situation, okay? According to Google, romanticizing is to think about or describe something as being better or more attractive or interesting than it really is, aka fucking delusion, okay? And I find a lot of times we like romanticize things essentially to like confirm our ideas of things, okay? So like kind of like a confirmation bias. So confirmation bias. Bias. Sorry, I'm typing this into Google because I want to actually get the correct definition for you guys because I know I'll fucking butcher it. But anyway, confirmation bias is people's tendency to process information by looking for or interpreting information that is consistent with their existing beliefs. This biased approach to decision making is largely unintentional, and it results in a person ignoring information that is inconsistent with their beliefs. So, like, if you believe something to be true, essentially, you'll look for any evidence to confirm what your beliefs are, even if your beliefs are fucking wrong. And I don't want to say like someone beliefs are wrong and some aren't. Like, obviously, we all have our own beliefs and we're entitled to our beliefs, but some things are very clearly wrong. Sometimes you're like, okay, hey, this dude is cheating on you. Okay. And then, like, there's truth to every, no matter what your beliefs are, there is truth and there is false. If someone actually fucking cheated on you and everyone knows, and even you know, but you're like living in DeLulu land. And for those of you who don't know what DeLulu land is, It is delusion. If you're living in delusion and you don't want to believe this is true, you will find any information that you can to try to make yourself to confirm that it isn't true. Okay. Because the thought of someone probably cheating on you is so painful, whereas the thought of them, it's not being true is something you want to believe because it isn't painful, it's comfortable, and you will do anything to confirm that it is not true. So essentially, romanticizing, because I'm going to talk about romanticizing in the sense of romantic relationships, because like there are so many other things we can romanticize on life in life too, which I will like briefly go over, but we 100% romanticize relationships more than anything in our lives. Okay. And when I say relationships, I also mean like friendships, family, whatever, like blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to talk about it in the sense of romantic relationships. And the sad thing about it is we don't really tend to romanticize healthy love, okay? Technically, we more than not, more than we romanticize healthy love, we romanticize toxic ass relationships and toxic ass people, okay? And it sucks. And we do this as humans because a lot of toxic relationships or like toxic people make us not feel good, okay? So it makes us not only just not feel good as a whole, but it makes us not feel good about ourselves. It makes us feel like we're not worthy. If someone and we're in a relationship is toxic towards us, it makes us feel like we're just not really worthy of love. So if we can come up with any reason as to why this person might be treating us this way or might have done this to us or that to us, if we can come up with a reason as to why they might be doing this, then we can make ourselves feel better about it. We can make our egos feel better about it, okay? And again, this is kind of like the confirmation bias thing coming in, okay? We would rather process information than look for information to confirm that, oh, this person does actually love me, this person does actually care about me, instead of taking things for what it is. Because if someone is treating you toxically or someone isn't treating you good, yeah, they might have feelings for you, but they don't fucking truly love you. No one who truly loves you and truly respects you is going to do anything to hurt you, is going to do anything to upset you or like make you feel like you're not worthy. And that's just it. We tend to like romanticize these relationships, these toxic relationships where people don't treat us the best and do things to make us not feel good because like it's better than the other side of things. It's better than the fact that, you know what, maybe they do just not respect us and they don't care for us. But just because someone doesn't care about and respect for us, it doesn't mean that we're not worthy. It doesn't mean that we're not worthy of care or respect. It just means that this person is fucking too stupid to see like what's right in front of them. Fucking full fucking stop. Okay. But a lot of times, the only people who treat other people toxically and badly are people who aren't happy with themselves or have had things happen to them and they don't have their shit figured out yet, which is okay. It is 100% okay for people to not have their shit figured out, for people to have trauma in relationships or trauma in other parts of their lives that makes them show up poorly in relationships and stuff. But it's not an excuse for them to treat people badly. Just like you, if you're listening to this, I'm assuming you probably try your best to treat people good, okay? Just like you have the capability to treat people well, they do too. We're all fucking humans. We're all made up on the same thing with the same things on the inside, okay? I do not fucking care the amount of times I fucking heard either myself say it or other people say like, oh, like, and I'm just gonna use he because I've been only in romantic relationships with men. The amount of times is like, oh, you know what? Well, he's been through this and like I didn't know the whole story. Like he dealt with this when he was growing up, or like, oh, like he had this ex who didn't treat him well, or like, oh, he did this blah 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 fucking blah. Okay. We have all had someone in our lives that has disappointed us. for sure more than others. And for sure, some people have grown up probably seeing very terrible things. But I know some people who have grown up seeing terrible fucking things and are some of the best fucking people in this world, okay? I don't give a fuck about what happened to them and if they're using that as an excuse as to for why they are treating you poorly. Because it's not a fucking excuse. They're using it to try to manipulate you. No one who actually has terrible things happen to them uses that shit as an excuse. Nobody does. The only fucking people who use that shit are people who are trying to fucking manipulate you. And often it's fucking guys or girls who have treated you poorly in a relationship, whether that's cheating or fucking whatever. They're using it to try to reel you back in. They're trying to make you feel bad, trying to make them the victim so that they can reel you back in, make you feel bad for them, and so they can keep you around. And guess what? When you go back, they're going to be like, oh, well, I can just use this sad story again. Or they're like, oh, you know what? This person has this belief about me now, so I can just essentially keep milking it and use this as an excuse because clearly this person doesn't respect themselves enough, and I can just keep using and fucking abusing. Full fucking stop. Okay. There's nothing romantic, okay, about like, oh, he's just hurt. Oh, he's just hurting. Oh, he's just hurting. No, everyone's fucking hurting, man. Stop romanticizing toxic love as love. It is not love, okay? There's nothing like, oh, like, you know, he says he really loves me, but like he just can't be with me right now because he really has to work on himself. No, okay? Like, no, sure, if he has to work on himself, cool, okay? But like someone who really wants to be with you will fucking be with you. Again, full fucking stop. It's not some romanticizing thing. Like, and honestly, like growing up watching shows or movies and stuff like that, it's always this like, I think about like the OC. Like, it was always like the most fucked things happening, but it was just like, you know, like pain, love is pain. And that's like, it romanticizes pain and like toxicity as being love. And it just isn't, okay? It's so mental, and I had to get like literally slapped in the face to realize that that shit is just such fucking bullshit. It's such fucking bullshit. Like, there's nothing romantic about someone just like not treating you well. And then you fucking convincing yourself that, you know, they're just so wounded and that you can save them. You know, that is the most cringe thing ever as well. Like, you can save them. You're gonna do it. Oh, they've had such a wounded past, but you're gonna treat them how you're gonna teach them how to love again. Fucking gag me, dude. Like, literally gross. Anybody, man or woman, especially like 25 and over, like I don't even consider 25 and under a fucking to be alive. Like, they're just not even humans yet. They're still just fucking doing their thing. It was a great time in my life too. Don't worry about this shit yet. Doesn't give you a get out of jail free card for treating people like shit, but like whatever, blah blah blah. 25 and above, you're a fucking adult. Okay? They're a fucking adult. All of us 25 and over, we're fucking adults. We don't need anybody to save us, and you don't need to save anybody. Often we find ourselves like wanting to be that person because it makes us feel worthy. It makes us feel worthy. Oh my God, like, you know, he was such a player and then he met me and then like he just hasn't done it since. Or he was so wounded and was like didn't trust and then he met me and then like yeah, like he now he really trusts. I saved him. I was the one who made him into the man he is. Fuck off. Fuck off. It's so stupid. Like, I 100% believe, yeah, it's nice to have people take care of us, but nobody, everybody, sorry, in life should have the chance to fucking take care of themselves and make themselves into a better person. I totally believe, yeah, like some people can really like help us out of dark times. That's not what I'm saying, but like, fuck this whole like, I saved them person. Like, I made them into a better person. Shit. That's again romanticizing shit. Like, why do you need a project? Why do you need to be someone who saves somebody? Like, why do you feel so terrible about yourself and that you're not worthy enough until you make a piece of shit into a better person? And I'm gonna tell you right now, most of those pieces of shit aren't fucking changing. They've just fooled you, my dude. They've just fooled you. They use the, oh, I'm just so wounded. They've used the, I'm just so wounded. And they've used it on you and they have succeeded. They have manipulated you and you are in the little mini cult of sucking their fucking dick. And I'm not talking about literally, I'm talking about being their little bitch. Okay. Sorry, that's quite harsh. That a lot of that was harsh, but like honestly, I've been in that position. I've been in that position where I'm like, you know, someone is going through shit that I'm with and I care about, and I'm like, okay, well, I need to take this on. Okay, I need to take this on. I need to help them get better. You know what I mean? It's not them. You know, don't put anything on them. Don't, you know, walk around eggshells on them. Forget about me. Forget about my needs. No, I've done that shit. It's fucking bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. And I'm not saying like trying to like say that their shit isn't their shit because everyone's has their own shit and everyone has been through shit that you and I don't know about, just like I've been through shit like you don't know about, just like you've been through shit that I don't know about. But we can't use these bullshit excuses to keep trying to get ourselves out of jail for free. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. And if you're letting people do that to you, then you're just as bad as those people. Okay? Stop romanticizing shit. It's not gonna get you anywhere. It's literally living in a delusion. And I know people who are living in fucking delusions, and it makes me sick. It makes me ill. And honestly, I don't like to be around that shit. I don't even like to be around it because it reminds me of when I was in it. And I'm like, man, I wish I had someone to smack me fucking upside the head. I definitely had friends who were like, fucking get rid of that dude. Thank God for them. I had to do it at my own pace 100%, 100%. But man, romanticizing things like isn't, it's either toxic, like there's a lot of black and white. There's black and white and a lot of gray area, but sometimes it's just black and white. It's either toxic or it isn't. And if it's toxic, don't romanticize that toxicity. Get out of it. It's bullshit. We can also get away from that. Like, my blood pressure is fucking through the roof right now after saying that. But we can also romanticize things, obviously. Like, I don't know, stupid ass fucking shit. Like, just objects that mean nothing. Like, don't get me wrong. I like nice things. I like designer bags. Someday I'm going to buy myself a really nice one and be like, damn, Aaron, you deserve this. But it's not something that's going to fucking like elevate your life. Spending all this fucking money on designer shit isn't gonna make you feel better about yourself. It isn't gonna make you be a better person. It isn't gonna make you fit in with a group of people. You know what? Like, why would you want to fit in with a group of people who only like you because of what you're wearing or what bag you're carrying? Wouldn't you rather fit in with a group of people who like you for who you are? That's a something I had to come face to face with as well. When I first moved to Toronto, I like was like, oh my God, I need to have the nicest stuff. I have to have the nicest clothes. And like, I couldn't afford this shit. So I was like constantly in a mind boggle battle of like, I'm not good enough because I can't afford this shit and fit in with these people. Until I realized half the people who are wearing this shit, who have this shit, who's showing all this shit over Instagram can't even fucking afford it either and are putting themselves in extreme debt to have this shit. Okay. It's all a fucking farce, my dudes. Stop romanticizing that, like, if you have these certain possessions, that you're gonna be worthy of certain people or of a certain life, or you're gonna be more worthy than other fucking people, okay? It's called low self-esteem, and it's called figuring that low self-esteem out and nurturing yourself in other ways rather than buying stupid shit. That's just putting you in debt and just making you more upset in the long run. Stop romanticizing jobs. Certain jobs, you know, like, aren't what they seem. Like, I remember, like, back in university, like, there were so many guys, like, I knew that, like, were like, oh, I'm gonna be this in finance. I'm gonna do this, like, you know, the big bank jobs and that, like, blah, blah, blah. And how many people now at my sports job have I talked to? They're like, yeah, I worked in a bank before, or yeah, I worked in like, I did, what's the fucking word? I'm like, accounting. What the hell's wrong with me? Oh, I worked in accounting before, or yeah, I did this finance job before. And they're like, I fucking hated it, and that's why I'm doing this now. You romanticize these things because we see them on television as being like big and powerful and all this shit. And then they get into it and they're like, oh, this isn't anything as to what I plan. Now, I'm sure there are people who have those jobs and love it. Not saying that, but I'm just saying there are a lot of jobs that we romanticize and think it's going to be one way and it isn't. Okay. So stop romanticizing jobs. Stop romanticizing anything. Friendships. Friendships, I don't really find it as much because, like, maybe certain friendships with certain people, but I, again, like, you're gonna fit in with who you fit in with. You know, if anybody likes you for superficial shit and they don't like you for who you actually are, fucking kick rocks, buddy. Get rid of them. Get fucking rid of them. And this kind of ties in with, like, the whole romanticizing, like, relationships and toxic relationships, but, like, sometimes we romanticize the struggle as well. Like, we feel like we have to struggle to be worthy. And I think this has a lot to do with, like, how we were brought up. And especially for those who have, you know, did kind of grow up with certain, like, beliefs in your household that, like, you know, money is a struggle, that, like, love is a struggle, that most things are struggle. They just, like, grew up with kind of, like, that mindset in their household that, like, being successful has to be a struggle. And I think we romanticize that as well because we think that we're, if we struggle for something, that we work harder, that we're more worthy. But whereas I do believe working hard for things is extremely important and very rewarding, I don't think that struggling and working hard is the same thing. I don't think that everything has to be a struggle. Like, I've had such a negative mindset my whole life about money that it's a struggle, that it's not, like, available to me, that there's not enough of it and stuff. And I've been working so hard now on rewiring my brain, and I feel so much better about money and stuff now. I feel like it does come to me faster. I feel like I have more of it now. But it doesn't have to be a struggle because it's not a struggle for everyone, you know? There's not everyone is struggling about it. And yeah, some people are born into, like, very wealthy households and families and are very lucky, but a lot of us aren't. And I think if we get our mind out of the struggle where we're comfortable, we're, like, comfortable romanticizing the struggle, that we will open so many more doors for us. Just like if we get our fucking minds that are romanticizing anything that, like, oh, like, anything that's struggle, anything that, like, hurts is, like, blah blah blah, it's romantic, Romeo and Juliet, oh, they fucking both killed each other for love, like, fucking gag me. Okay, shout out to you, Shakespeare, like, you're actually a legend, but, like, that's not what love is. That's not what love is, man. And life shouldn't be about romanticizing, okay? One of the things that is getting my ass in the most gear ever is just taking reality for what it is. It's not for creating things out of other things. It's not looking at one situation and fucking overthinking the shit out of it until I come to a different outlook on it because it makes me feel better, okay? It's stupid. The only thing that's going to get you out of your certain situation is taking reality for what it is and setting yourself, putting yourself in reality, and then taking action to get to where you want to be, not romanticizing certain things. Because, my God, I tell you, if I was still romanticizing my last shitty situationship, I would not be in a good place, okay? No. No, I wouldn't be. And if you find yourself still romanticizing a certain relationship or a certain situation or a certain job or whatever, do yourself a favor and root yourself in fucking reality and get out of it, okay? These rose-lensed colored glasses, they might look good, they might feel good, you might feel hot wearing them, but they ain't it, okay? Take them off, set yourself in reality, and make a life that is romantic to you, okay? A real life, a reality that is romantic to you, okay? Stop romanticizing bullshit. If you haven't already, please like, share, subscribe. If you have been listening since day one, fucking thank you. This is my 30th episode, so I don't know where this is gonna take me. I don't know if I'm gonna do this forever, but right now we're gonna keep it going, see where it goes. So thank you all for listening and tune in next week. Love y'all.